Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Good evening. This is John Batchelor. The show begins tonight at the Federal Reserve, waiting for Friday, an important instruction about the scale of inflation. It's called the CPE. The Fed says that it pays attention to it. The debate that Liz Peek and I have is, what about those 3 cuts from the highest cost of money in more than 2 decades? Down to 1 cut estimate now, but when? Anytime after July would be seen as a boost politically, not necessarily a move against inflation, goes one school of reasoning. It's all a mystery of the Federal Reserve Act of 1913. And the V-POTUS game, great fun. Who is the vice president for Donald Trump, the presumptive nominee for the Republican Party? Name, date, why? It's fun. On the other side, Vice President Harris is said to be doing extremely well for the Democrats, campaigning in partisan cities to get out the vote. Very well. Tireless. The debate would need to be a significant decision-making for the choice of Donald Trump's vice president to sit on the stage with Vice President Harris, who was very good at maintaining the party line, very good at it. It's what vice presidents do. Then off to a report from Ronan Wordsworth. He's in Europe about the Africa Corps. That's the old Wagner group, Russian mercenaries, in West Africa. In Burkina Faso, in Niger, in Mali. In Mali, the Russians will, with a Malian force of army, chase jihadists across the border. 13 Mauritanians died in the gunfight. Don't know why, but in any event, Mauritania is very unhappy. All of West Africa is now in turmoil. We also discuss the decline of the ANC, the African National Congress, that used to dominate South African politics. The estimate in these next hours of the vote that it will get less than 50% for the first time ever and need to form a minority government with another party. And then Jonathan Schanzer takes us to Gaza, the investigation of the explosion, fire, that injured and killed many Palestinians. Was it the strike that caused it, or the photographs suggest that the strike might have triggered a secondary explosion of weapons or fuel or something nearby? To be continued. And then a conversation about anti-Semites in the Ivy League and what is to be done. Jonathan Schanzer has his remarks at the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy. They've been interviewing university administrators. I get the impression that something will be done, but so far, silence from the elite universities. A lot of complaining, but no solutions offered yet. Joe Sternberg joins to precede the election, which is in 37, soon to be 36 days, July 4th. Rishi Sunak and the Conservatives in power since 2010, and Keir Starmer in power never, and the Labour not in power since 2010. What are the issues? Muted as possible, because Labour doesn't want to give away its advantage, which is 20 points in the polling. A Labour government, Keir Starmer has the advantage, according to Joe Sternberg's column in the Wall Street Journal, of being exceedingly boring, which is his job. In the meantime, Sunak, the Prime Minister, called for national service, which is not likely to go forward, but it's a new idea, national service. It doesn't mean just military. There are lots of national service opportunities. It's seen as a way of pulling Britain together. We'll see. 36 days, 37 days to go. The EU said to be peaking at 448 million people and start the decline. Other decline includes Asia, India, China, certainly Europe, South America, North America, the only continent and the only region that's going to rise in the balance of this century is Africa, and it too will peak. The Earth's population might peak anywhere between around 9 billion at the end of this century, and then a long decline because people are not building families. They're urbanizing, and Gregory Copley says urbanization is a key to small families. Then a conversation about what the Africa Corps and the Sahel. We range from Niger to Sierra Leone and then over to Sudan, where the Russians are getting involved with the Sudanese civil war, playing both sides, says Gregory, at the same time getting access to Port Sudan, which gives them a dominant position on the Red Sea going into the Suez Canal. That is West Africa. East Africa is the Horn of Africa, Sudan. West Africa, Niger, Burkina Faso, Mauritania, Mali. I'm learning the African map, thanks to Ronan Wordsworth, thanks to Gregory Copley. Then a conversation about the King Charles report. Princess Anne went to Norway to remember Operation Gunnerside. This was to disrupt the Hitlerite atomic bomb. A brave mission told in movies, but still endlessly detailed, a lot of sacrifice by the Norwegians. Could Hitler have built a bomb? Yes. Yes. The short answer is yes. The long answer is yes. Didn't happen. Either they didn't believe in it, didn't have the funds, didn't have the right people, didn't get lucky. Can't say. But they were not far. And then Serbia, the Western Balkans with Ivana Stradner, Vucic hosting Putin in Belgrade, Russia moving into the Western Balkans with information, disinformation, lots of it, to persuade that faction of Central Europe that Russia is not the villain, that Russia was attacked by NATO. There is a case, and Russia's making it. Right now, there's no counter case being made, as I understand it, because NATO hasn't sufficiently pulled itself together to have a information bureau. Anti-Semitism, again, our topic on the campus with Peter Berkowitz. The phenomenon of the anti-Semites, the undergraduates and the graduates and the faculty, making common cause with jihadist provocateurs who ordinarily would be throwing people off buildings and instead were camping out with them, I'm told. We'll see. There's a lot of reporting yet to have come about who was in those encampments and where they came from and what they said, what they did in those days of disruption. And will they be back in the fall? Peter Berkowitz also very clearly says the faculty let everybody down by being quiet. Some participated, but many were quiet, and it let everybody down. There's much more to the show. I hope you like it. Thank you for listening.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Chances are you've been to the doctor recently, and you probably handed over your insurance, your ID, and even your Social Security number. Your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal info. And if any of them accidentally expose your details, you could be at risk for identity theft. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second. If you become a victim, they'll fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anna-Bay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slip covers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at washablesofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.